This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good morning to you. It is a Monday morning. We're happy you're here with us on the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Mark. That's Kim St. Ange. Ethan Brighton here running the board this morning. And we've got Sue Thomas standing by, keeping an eye on traffic for you in case there's anything slowing you down before you you get to work this morning or wherever you is you happen to be going. It's going to be a warm one. Just plan on that. Dress light because you'll need it for a little later today for sure. We are covering a couple of big stories from overnight. Obviously, a clear terrorist attack, hate crime that happened out in Boulder, Colorado yesterday where, you know, people, nobody with no good guy with a gun was nearby. And why this guy's still alive, I'm not quite sure. But why he's still drawing breath. He was throwing firebombs at people. Police arrived on the scene. Somebody should have saved the taxpayers a bunch of money and took him out. But he's now in custody, $10 million bond, and I'm sure will face all sorts of hate crime and attempted murder charges against the people. I don't think anyone has died yet. At least 8 people were hurt after the guy was screaming Free Palestine in a city park there in Boulder, Colorado. So if any more details come in on that this morning, I haven't seen another update, but we'll bring it to you if we get there. The interesting story to note is that, not surprisingly, the mainstream media has gone out of its way to avoid calling this a hate crime. And once again, the anti-Semitism in this country rises to the top, all the way up to the news media, where you won't call a spade a spade. That's exactly what happened. The guy was yelling Free Palestine. He might as well have been yelling from the river to the sea. It doesn't matter. Why are you hurting? You're killing my people, he said, as he threw a liquid flammable glass Molotov cocktails at a bunch of people who were peacefully protesting the hostages being held in the Middle East, in Gaza specifically. They were Jewish. And he targeted them.
Let's see how long it takes MSNBC, CNN, ABC to start talking about the fact that he was here illegally, that he came into our country while Biden was in office. He's an Egyptian national, is what Fox News is reporting, and that he had applied at some point for some asylum claim that was granted, but that had expired March of this year. So he was still in our country illegally.
Yeah,
People want to justify that, you know, it's all love to make sure that we are a melting pot and we keep everybody here and we give them a chance. Due process. Make sure they have like 15 court hearings and the taxpayers fund a lot of that. And it's just ridiculous. We need to get them out.
I'm with you on that. CBS didn't mention the word hate crime this morning in their report. Not that I saw. unless they change that here shortly. All right, we'll get to that coming up. We got Joe Vaccaro, former St. Louis alderman, on to explain why the city withholds some of those insurance funds when people who are insured get settlements, and what's going to happen maybe for those who aren't insured. Also, Bill Igel, a former senator, former gubernatorial candidate. He's now a candidate for the chief county executive. I almost called him chief executive, county executive in St. Charles County. He's going to join us. Today's the first day of the special session where they are being called specifically to consider taxpayer support for a new stadium for the Royals and big upgrades for the Chiefs to prevent the team from potentially moving across the river to Kansas. And we'll find out Bill's thoughts on that and what's going on down in Jeff City. That's all coming up. Right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
You can see that. I'm mentally incompetent, and I can't walk, and I can beat the hell out of both of them.
Yeah, Joe Biden yesterday referring to he loves violence, apparently. He used to threaten Donald Trump with violence all the time. Now he's threatening Jake Tapper. When asked yesterday what he thought about people saying that he was out of it. Hey, you know what, Joe? We all watched the debate. We know.
I had never seen him and walked away thinking he can't do this anymore. He was always on top of his brief.
You never saw any cognitive decline.
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Yeah, I didn't believe him then, don't believe him now. Bill Clinton, they've got him out running cover for Joe Biden.
The thing that bothers a teacher more than anything is to watch a bully, to watch this bully and to stop it. And when it's a child, you talk to him and you tell him why bullying's wrong. But when it's adult like Donald Trump, you bully the out of him back.
Oh, yeah. Tim Walz calling for violence against the president of the United States. Thank goodness this guy didn't get elected vice president of the country. And to think that he thinks he's got a shot at the nomination next time around is laughable.
And we can break to our viewers now. Per three senior DHS and ICE sources to Fox, according to our colleague Bill Malusian, doing some great work, that he is an Egyptian national who is in the U.S. illegally.
Surprise, surprise. Griff Jenkins was on the desk this weekend when that story broke yesterday, and he's the one that broke the news of the fact that this guy was here illegally, overstayed his visa, which is a portion of the problem with illegal immigration. It's not the one that's talked about all the time, but it's the one with the easiest solution. To accept a visa in this country, there should be a requirement that you will keep the United States government updated if you're address changes, if your location within the country changes, you email them and let them know where you are. And if you don't, it's grounds to be kicked out. And that's how you enforce it. And then you set a Google alert on your calendar to remind you when individual's time is up. And then you go find them and deport them. It's so simple. But we've never paid any attention to it in this country. And the people that were that flew planes into buildings on 9/11 had overstayed their visas. They were here. This guy's overstayed his visa. Shouldn't have been here. We could fix a big portion of this problem with a little attention to detail.
And you have elected officials. One of them, the latest I've seen, the Nashville mayor, who I knew. I used to interview him all the time when he was a councilman for Nashville. They're not working with ICE. They're making it extremely difficult for them to be able to deport these illegals. I mean, we had the judge who was quite literally hiding an illegal.
Yep.
We had the one judge out of, what was it? I keep forgetting, Michigan?
Wisconsin, wasn't it?
Something like that. Then we had the other, was it the other federal judge? There's too many people who are basically having a hand in
Arizona or
Texas or something. I don't know.
New Mexico, one of the
two.
Yeah.
Like, why is this happening? Why is it hateful to get people out of our country who shouldn't even be here in the first place?
Well, at least one of those judges is probably going to the Huskow. And after that happens for the first time, it should get the attention of several others, I would think, moving forward. They will not want to find themselves in jail with the people they themselves jailed. So that should be a warning across the bow there, I would think, for a lot of them. All right, quick break coming up. Joe Vaccaro is going to join us. He was a longtime alderman in the city of St. Louis. He is not in elected office anymore, but he knows a thing or two about the laws they put in place requiring the insurance company to send 25% of your settlement to the city. We're going to talk to him about that when we come back.
That the devastation is truly tremendous. We are estimating right now about 5,000 buildings have been impacted, and we do have our building department, our inspectors are out there making sure that we are first and foremost assessing the damage, to be condemning buildings and moving through demolition and other security as we go through this.
All right, that was Mayor Kara Spencer there talking about a week ago regarding the continued damage across the the St. Louis area from those storms. And, you know, obviously there's still a lot of work to be done. We don't know what it's going to look like in terms of a federal payout and what happens next. I mean, is it going to nudge more people to move out? Now, some had insurance, but a portion of that payment's going to be withheld for the city to make sure work gets done. And we've got former Alderman Joe Vaccaro on the phone right now. Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. Thanks for giving us a few minutes this morning. You and I talked about this a little bit last week. And so what is this insurance money being withheld for? What's the concern before this law was changed?
Well, what happens, and it happened to me. That's why I know this on firsthand. We actually had a property in the neighborhood that burned, and it was a total. And the issue, even on the houses that are affected by the tornado, the insurance payout could be $200,000-$300,000 to rebuild the house. What happens is those people will most likely take that money and just buy a house rather than live in a hotel waiting for theirs to be rebuilt. And then you have to, they still own the property. And what happens is the city ends up with properties that are, in my case, it was a burnt out house that the neighbors jumped all over me about.
Right.
I negotiate with the owner to buy the property after they already got 100% of the insurance payment. We still had the neighborhood organization had to buy the property. Then we had to pay to have it taken down, which I think we paid quite a bit for the property, like $40,000 or $50,000.
The city.
The city
okay.
Funds.
All right.
So the person not only got 100% of the money and they left, they also got the money that we had to buy the house for. Then we had to pay to take the house down with our money. And then we had to pay to maintain it. And as far as I know, it's still an LRA property.
Wow.
In the neighborhood. So what are you going to end up with without holding back that 25%? Because
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
People will get that money.
Joe, it sounds like somebody's torturing your dog in the background. I'm sorry.
You know, because I had to close the door. And then I had to close the door.
But so the 25%, does the person ever get that back? Is it just held to make sure that they actually use it for what it's supposed to be used for?
Yes, they get it back.
They get it back.
It's not like the city keeps it.
Yeah.
You move along in the rebuilding of the, or if you walk, you know, if you completely walk away and do nothing, we're going to use the city anyway, should use that 25% to actually take the property, take the house down rather than use city funds.
I see.
I think they're making a huge mistake because what they're going to end up with is a lot of, properties that have houses on them that are pretty much a disaster. And again, what would you do? You know, the insurance to rebuild the house is probably going to be worth more than you could sell it for if you were selling your house.
Right.
And I know a lot of people say, oh, no, I love that house. I want to live there. But if when the insurance company says, well, the damage is to rebuild a brick home up there, you know, rebuild a brick home, that's $300,000+. Most people are going to say, well, gee, it'd take a year to rebuild it. The neighborhood, you know, a lot of people are leaving up there. You know what? I think I'll take that $300,000. I think I'll go ahead and buy that house over in St. Charles. And then, you know, the city, it's really tricky. You have to go to court and do everything to get them to do the right thing. And they basically can tell you to go screw yourself.
Yeah. That's true. We're talking to a former St. Louis alderman, Joe Vaccaro. So now there's the debate over the federal money that's going to come in. Now, there are a lot of people up there with no insurance. What do you think is going to happen there, Joe?
You know, it's just unfortunate, but I guess they'll be eligible for loans if they're willing to take them. But I can't see the federal government coming in and saying, gee, you know what? You didn't have insurance. We'll go ahead and rebuild your house. If they do, then I might want to cancel my insurance.
Yeah, really?
It's true. Yeah.
So I guess going back to this whole thing about the 25% that can be withheld, I know the city can do that, have this ordinance because of state law. One of our listeners, Amy, on Facebook saying we have a house off Big Bend that burned out and the family just took off. Do you know of any other cities here in the area that also implement this and maybe we just never knew about it?
You know, I don't know. And I probably wouldn't have known about it except, again, it happened to me.
Uh-huh.
It happened when I was an alderman, and it's still a vacant lot, and it's an unbuildable lot. Apparently, the house was slab on grade, and there's apparently a swamp under the ground, and nobody's willing to buy the property. I don't know if they eventually sold it to the neighbors. It became LRA property in this neighborhood, which is very unusual.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. So Joe, one of the things I was told that's being kicked around is using some of the Ram settlement money to help some of these people whose homes have been destroyed and they have nowhere else to turn. Is that, I mean, I know you're not on the board anymore, but is that something you would have supported?
You know, you know, to the point that, yes, to maybe get them, like, I agree with that first month's rent to help them get a start somewhere else. But to use that Rams money, apparently that Rams money must be a never-ending, because even when I was there, and it's always like, well, we'll just use the Rams money.
Yeah.
You know, it must be a never-ending pot of money, but I don't think that, you know, and I know a lot of people will be upset if I say this, but, you know, first off, you know, it'd be expensive to use it, even the Rams money to start rebuilding all the houses.
Right.
And again, you know, I saw where they're going to go ahead and hold back the 25% on people that have rental property versus people that own their homes. And again, I don't know if you can do that. You start saying, well, we're going to treat the law differently with you than with, you know, I have a lot of issues with what they're doing, but I don't believe they'll ever use the ranch money for that. But
interesting. All right.
I wouldn't do it.
Well, my friend, we are out of time. I appreciate you giving me a few minutes this morning, Joe. Thank you.
God bless. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, take care. Good talking to you. Joe Vaccaro there, former St. Louis alderman. I wondered if that's why they did it, and he's of the belief that if they stop doing it, it's a big mistake right now, because people just see that as an excuse to take the money and run.
Mm-hmm. I think North City will be even more abandoned than it already is. People are just going to leave.
A big problem. There's an article in the Post about that today, in fact, as well. All right, coming up, Bill Igel. We'll talk more of his take on the special session in Jeff City. There is indeed a special session set to gavel in this morning down in Jefferson City. And, of course, the governor has called for this, Governor Kehoe. We've had him on. He believes that it's important that for the Kansas City economy that they keep the Royals and the Chiefs happy. And right now, the state of Kansas, which is just across the river over there on their side, has come knocking and offered to give them money, tax breaks, whatever you want to call it. I guess 70% of funding is what they've offered, I've read. And Missouri's offering like 50% is what's being debated. And that so far, there's a little bit of a pushback down in Jeff City. So here's the article in the Missouri Independent newspaper today. It says, bipartisan resistance building against Missouri governor's stadium funding plan. The Senate Freedom Caucus, I've seen Nick Schroer. I've talked to Adam Schnelting last week. They are demanding tax cuts in exchange for not blocking stadium funds. And Democrats on Thursday retaliated for slights during the regular session by derailing the routine work of signing bills. And I don't know how this ends. Everything I've seen from the conservatives I follow on Twitter is that they're going to extract a price for this in terms of tax cuts or something like that. I guess a little later today, we should have an indication of that.
Yeah, I mean, this is money that could be put towards something else, like education. Now, I know they said that all the money from the gambling would be going to the schools and stuff, but we know that not to be true. So this is money that would instead go and be redirected to the Royals and the Chiefs to try to keep them on the Missouri side that, again, I think could be better spent.
Yeah.
And it just sounds like it's not really generating the revenue like people want, like the organizations want us to believe. You know, they talk about, oh, it's going to provide all these jobs for people. But then I forget who we were talking to, Mark, but one person was saying, well, you know, a lot of the people who work for the Royals also work for the Chiefs. So it's really the number of people they employ might not be as big as we actually think it is, because they're double dipping more or less.
Yeah, well, I mean, I did read... of course, I got a friend who is a broadcaster over on the Kansas City side, and he's claiming that there's some things that aren't being that Kansas is not being honest about. That, yeah, they supposedly offered 70% funding for this stadium, but that before that the stadium owners at that point, the Chiefs and the Royals, would have to hit certain tax levels. Like they would have to bring in a certain amount in order for it to kick in and guarantee the full, that they get to keep the full 70% of it. And if it was below those levels, let's say they have an off year, as the Royals often do, because they're not a great baseball team, unlike the Chiefs, who are packing the stadium all the time, yeah, that they may not hit the levels necessary to get that done.
How much of this, though, was an empty threat? How much of this is the teams who were sitting there saying, oh, we're going to leave, and they really have no intent? I mean, I'm not saying they might not. I'm just saying, how serious are they?
Well, I think it's an interesting game. It's one that you sometimes, if you're going to play that game with your boss, you have to be ready to walk.
It's a game of chicken. Who's going to turn first?
It is a game of chicken. That's exactly what it is. And I don't know. We'll see what happens. We're trying to get a hold of Bill Igel. We haven't had any luck just yet. We had him set up for 7:35 this morning. He may be sleeping in on me. I don't know.
We do need to talk about what the Royals just posted on social media, though, yesterday. So this is, of course, Pride Month, the month of June. So that would have started yesterday. And the Royals had the audacity to share something that I think a lot of the teams in the MLB are sharing, I guess, minus the Rangers. But they share something saying baseball is for everyone with a pride flag. It says hashtag Pride Month. And then there's a little picture that says all are welcome in our home. And Bob Onder said it best, I think. He shared it and he put, the Royals organization bends the knee to the LGBT left the day before going to the Missouri legislature asking for $1.5 billion. Tone deaf. That's the perfect way. Tone deaf is a way to describe that.
And that tweet was reshared by current Senator Nick Schroer, mm-hmm, who said amen. So I do think that was probably a little bit misplaced. Now, I would point out that today is June 2nd, and on June 6th, which is this Friday, it's Pride Night for the Cardinals. So that in and of itself is probably not a reason to deny them the funding. Every Major League Baseball team, with the exception of the Texas Rangers, mm-hmm, holds a Pride Night.
No, I don't think it's in and of itself a reason to withhold funding, but I think it's just,
it's
tone deaf. Why? I get you're trying to be inclusive and it's the first day of June, so it's the first day of Pride Month and you want to be like everybody else and all these other companies that are posting it. Although I've seen many of the companies that typically would post about Pride Month or change their little symbol, you know, on social media have decided not to this year.
Yeah.
But I just think it's poor timing.
Well, it is definitely, it's definitely poor timing. You know, last week we talked a little bit about Pride Month, mm-hmm, and the fact that the festival, the parade or whatever they have that AB was not going to be contributing to, and they're trying to raise money for it and they're worried about security. I'm also hearing from sources that St. Louis police provide security. They're not allowed, they're gay officers. If they have gay officers in the city, they're not allowed to march in the parade in their uniform. Did you know that?
They should not be allowed to march in the parade in their uniform.
Maybe not, but the people that operate Pride will not allow it. Do you see my point?
So it's not the police saying you can't.
It's not the police saying you can't march. Thank you.
Wow. Okay. That is weird. I'm surprised by that.
So there's a little bit of, I think it's created a little bit of bad blood. Now, the police are clearly not going to hold that against them in terms of security, but they don't let uniformed police on the inside of the parade route for that reason. We're afraid of police kind of attitude, which, mm-hmm, is stupid, because when's the last time you heard of an incident like that? And here you go again. I talked to somebody who's been involved in this for a few years and basically said there hasn't really been any incidents. Sometimes it's instigated by people against protesters who come down there to protest. Mm-hmm. It gets instigated from the Pride point of view, where people get involved in altercations. But that they haven't had any real security issues down there for this for a long time.
They'll have fencing this year that they say will be partially paid for with the entry fee, the $10 entry fee that for the first time in their 45-year history they are putting in place. And then they're also hiring more officers. What I do have a big problem with, Mark, is when I see people like my former coworkers at Channel 4 marching in that parade wearing their Channel 4 shirts.
Right.
I have such a problem with that.
Yeah. Well, it is certainly something that they would not do for other causes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
For sure, but that one seems to be okay. We need that month. All right, I'm going to get to a quick break here. We're going to be back in just a minute. All right, welcome back. So I was trying to get a hold of Bill Igel, and apparently, like he's been running a lemonade stand to raise money for the Royals and the Chiefs so they can get a new stadium. Bill, how are you?
I'm good, Mark. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on. So special session starts today. Kim was pointing out earlier the Royals probably picked a bad day to put out a Pride Night tweet yesterday, but they want taxpayer money to either build or renovate stadiums. What's your take?
Well, I mean, sure. If you're any business and you can get the taxpayers to pay for something that is going to make you money, of course they want us to do that. Of course, absolutely. Sports teams owners have been looking for government and public funding of their stadiums for a generation now, so it's no surprise. But hey, this is a terrible idea. I can't believe that in a day and age where every person here in the state of Missouri is struggling to pay their property taxes, struggling to pay a record-setting income tax burden, that we have a governor and a legislature that's talking about handing out more than $1 billion of our tax dollars to some of the wealthiest individuals in the entire state. I mean, that just absolutely blows my mind. And when I listen to some of the justification for why we need to do this, I hear things like, well, you know, we don't want to lose the tax revenue, as if losing tax revenue where there's already a record amount of tax revenue down in Jefferson City is justification for treating the wealthiest among us differently than the everyday folks in every corner of the state. It boggles the mind. But, you know, there, you know, at a certain level, Mark, I mean, there's consequences. Elections have consequences right now. And I have warned repeatedly that we're going down a road where we're rewarding some of Missouri's most powerful special interests with unequal treatment under the law and it's just wrong. The people overwhelmingly do not support this. It doesn't make sense. And we see, and quite frankly, what really is crazy to me is that the Chiefs and Royals aren't going anywhere. The reality is they're not going anywhere. I mean, who would leave a fan base that's willing to give you $40 for a beer and nachos? I mean, that just doesn't make any sense. Worst case scenario, they move 20 minutes to the west, and folks that want to go see a game got to drive 20 minutes in a different direction to go to the stadium. We shouldn't give them a single dime of public funding for their new stadium.
If the Chiefs and Royals get their way, then how much would this cost the average taxpayer?
So right now they're looking at a plan that's going to be $50 million for 30 years. If you take that $1.5 billion and divide it by 6 million Missourians, it comes out to $250 a person. Or for a family of four, about $1,000 for the average household in Missouri. I don't know of a single household, not one household, that has an extra $1,000 laying around to throw at a new stadium for the Royals and the Chiefs. And the Royals and the Chiefs have never been more successful on the back of those $15 hot dogs and $20 beers. So that's really nuts to me, and it just doesn't make any sense.
So, Bill, do you think we'd feel differently about it if it was the Cardinals threatening to move over to East St. Louis?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, the Cardinals are certainly a more compelling option. You know, maybe if we do fund the Royal Stadium over there in Kansas City, maybe we need to have an agreement where a third of their outfield wall is covered in images of Cardinals greats to reflect the investment from St.
But
Louis.
We don't need it anymore. That's what they would say. I mean, but what about the dome? Yeah. They just came out with a report saying that the dome here in downtown St. Louis needs millions of dollars in renovation. So does that then get funded by the taxpayers? The people in Kansas City have to fund those improvements?
Yeah, I mean, it's in a 30-year horizon, for 30 years, you know, giving them $50 million for 30 years, the reality is they're going to come back before 30 years is up and look for more money. So
more.
We won't even be done paying off the first installment of this project before the Royals and the Chiefs want more money. And that's going to encourage the Blues. That's going to encourage the Cardinals. The Cardinals are now starting to talk about, well, you know, Busch Stadium could use some improvements. This is a bad idea. And just because any corporation is big doesn't give them a right to unequal tax privileges under the law. That's not how liberty works.
So let me ask. I got about a minute and a half here. But if Nick Schroer and some of the others seem to be suggesting that we're not giving this up unless we get some tax cuts in return for it, is that a good trade-off in your opinion?
Well, it depends on the level of tax cuts. I mean, if they're going to give $1.5 billion of corporate welfare away, but we get rid of personal property tax, that's probably something that I'm okay with. So it kind of depends on what kind of deal we're talking about. What I'm hearing, though, is that I don't know that the governor is prepared to actually do that kind of tax cut in exchange for that. So I'm praying for our senators and representatives as they go down there to Jefferson City today. My guess is they should be going in with a mindset that they're going to be willing to stand on the Senate floor and say no to any bad deals for the state of Missouri. And quite frankly, it's hard to imagine that in the context of a shortened special session, we can get a good deal for Missouri.
Bill Igel, thanks for your time, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks so much.
Are you bet? Yep. Good to get him on here. He's running for St. Charles County Executive now, by the way. Former Senator Bill Igel there. His thoughts on what might happen today. We bumped Kim on a whim. We'll get back to that tomorrow. Sorry about that, Kim. All right. We'll be back in just a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.